Hello, listeners, and welcome to this week's Heartbeat. Today, my listeners are Year 12 students and water polo players Sophie Kearns, Mia Jeffrey, and Ruby Borrett. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi, lovely to be here.
Lovely to be here with you. Now, tell me, how did you keep fit over the Christmas holidays?
Oh, well, when I was away at the coast, I went to the Miami pool at the Gold Coast and kept up my swimming for water polo.
Okay, good. Good. Is swimming part of your normal routine, Ruby?
Yes. To do water polo, you have to keep up with swimming and stay fit. So I tried to do that as much as I could in the holidays.
When you're at school, Sophie, how many mornings do you train?
Like two, I would say.
Two?
Like, the training and swim training.
I think when I'm on playground duty or I'm at the front gate in the morning and it's during the winter months and you are still in the pool, I am just in awe of your courage to get into that cold water. So when did you start playing water polo, Ruby?
I was in year six, so I started at Loretto at the end of year six, and that continued into the start of year seven.
Okay, and that's a really interesting program, isn't it, for our incoming students? Such a great opportunity to become part of the Loretto community and make some friends.
Yeah.
Were either of these girls in your water polo team?
Yes,
they were?
Sophie was, and a few of my friends were, and we've been friends ever since, so it was really good to meet people through that.
Okay, and what do you love about water polo, Sophie?
I think just like having a team, like I feel like the water polo teams are very different to like any other teams at Loretto because we do all year round, so you sort of get really close with the girls on your team, which is really nice.
So those relationships are really strong. So Mia, how does playing water polo support your well-being and managing your workload at school with your studies?
Well, in many ways, to be honest. Firstly, I have always liked to stay busy with sport and music because I feel as though once I get home, I prioritise my work more because I know I only have a small, less amount of time to get it done. And then also, I stay happy and healthy because of sport. Exercising, you know, just always puts me in a good mood and I love it. And then also the friendships I have through sport, like Ruby and Sophie have mentioned, it's so important to me. In grade six, I met my best friend that I've had all the way through in water polo. Both Ruby and Sophie are my close friends, everyone in our team. Yeah, it's a really beautiful group of girls I play with.
That's great. And I imagine it's also nice to have, because water polo is played on a Saturday as opposed to a Wednesday afternoon, a little bit more family support at your games. Does that happen?
Yep. So all of our families come to our games and it's good. It's a good community. Like everyone is really close now. We hang out every weekend. So yeah, it's really good.
That's wonderful. So you truly do believe your Loretto education extends beyond the classroom?
Yeah.
And in this case, into the pool?
Without a doubt. Yeah, absolutely. And also just the qualities we're taught through Loretto sport of, you know, mateship, of being a good sportswoman and respecting our opponents and being kind in the pool. It's, yeah, it's something that we've been brought up on because we've played water polo and because we've been very involved with sports at Loretto.
That's wonderful. So excellent team skills.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
that's great. And you win well and lose well.
Of course.
Mostly
winning. And play
fairly.
Yeah. It doesn't always look like that from the spectator stand. It looks pretty... it can look a little bit...
A bit rough and tumble.
Yeah, a little bit rough sometimes.
Yeah.
Incredible stamina to last a whole game of water polo. My hat is off to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lovely to speak to you today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.